Based on recent reports, it's clear that the federal government can and is tracking online activity of American citizens. But our guest today says there are still places on the web often used by criminals that are much harder to track. There's one shadowy place where people go to buy illegal drugs and even weapons. It's called the Silk Road. And here to tell us more about that is Forbes magazine writer Andy Greenberg. Andy Greenberg is also the author of the book This Machine Kills Secrets. Andy Greenberg, thanks so much for being here.
Well, thanks for having me on, David.
So what exactly is the Silk Road?
Well, the Silk Road is this website where anybody can, it's kind of an online bazaar where you can buy any illegal drug imaginable, and it runs on a piece of anonymity software called Tor, so that anybody who visits the site, their traffic is basically encrypted in layers and bounced around all around the world through these different servers, essentially, that each take off one layer of encryption, and the result is that nobody can track who is using the site, and nobody knows where the site is hosted either. So this is essentially a black market for drugs that's online. It's like an eBay for heroin and cocaine and acid, and it's turning over at least something like $22 million a year in revenue.
How do you how would you know it's $22 million a year?
Well, there was a professor, I believe, at the University of Pittsburgh, who did a study where he just watched how much inventory was essentially appearing on the site and then moving off of the site in sales. And he was able to convert that and show that about $22 million in inventory is being turned over on the site. It's not clear exactly how much profit that means for the administrator of the site, who is this interesting shadowy character who calls himself the Dread Pirate Roberts.
So besides buying and selling drugs, what else are people doing on the Silk Road?
Well, you can buy things like fake IDs and other kinds of contraband. At one point, they did have weapons on the site, as you said, but actually they've stopped doing that. They tried to spin it out into a different sort of black market site with the same technology that was called the Armory that sold guns. But in fact, I think it's much more difficult. The Silk Road still has to sell these drugs, you still have to ship them through the mail. And to do that with guns was much more difficult, so this site quickly shut down, the gun-selling site, the Armory.
All right. And as you know, in the last week or so, we've learned that a lot of online activities are not very private. And given that, it's kind of hard to believe that the NSA isn't tracking this stuff. What do you report about that?
Well, as I said, so the Silk Road runs on this anonymity network called Tor. And it's still a big open question whether the NSA can break Tor, the way that they break other codes. But it seems that Tor is a powerful tool that hasn't been cracked by at least local law enforcement, probably not by the FBI, and maybe not even by the NSA. And for instance, Bradley Manning, the source of so many of WikiLeaks leaks, used Tor, he says now, and there's no sign that he was ever identified through technological means. He was only identified because he told a fellow hacker what he was doing, and that guy outed him. So it seems like Tor, as far as we know, hasn't been broken. Certainly the Drug Enforcement Agency would love to find the guy who runs Silk Road, and they haven't been able to.
How would you know if the NSA was tracking people or was able to crack this stuff?
Well, we don't, essentially. But Tor is constantly being scrutinized by some of the smartest hackers and security researchers and professors in cryptography in the world. And they find vulnerabilities once in a while, and then those get fixed. And that's really the most secure piece of software can be. But I think that the only thing close to evidence that we have that Tor hasn't been cracked is the fact that there have been huge, I think something like 50,000 users a day going to Silk Road, according to one analysis of Tor servers, and it's still it's still existing. It hasn't been torn down by the Drug Enforcement Agency. There have only been a few people who have been caught buying drugs from the site or selling drugs. For the most part, this is working with complete impunity from drug laws.
Forbes magazine writer Andy Greenberg is here. His books include This Machine Kills Secrets. And he's telling us about a shadowy place on the internet where people are able to go to buy illegal drugs. It's called the Silk Road, or it's nicknamed the Silk Road. And you said the name of this browser is called Tor. I would sort of think, you go and you download the browser Tor, and suddenly, the FBI has to wonder what the heck you're doing.
Well, the thing is that Tor was created by the U.S. government in the 90s. And then it devolved over the last decade. And it's used by all kinds of people. I mean, it's not just used for buying drugs. The police use Tor, and the FBI itself uses Tor. It was created, like I said, by the government and by the Navy, in fact, for open source intelligence, simply for gathering intelligence off of the web. But naval intelligence officers didn't want to be identified, so they had to look like they were coming from somewhere else. They had to be anonymous. And for anonymity to really work, you have to have this diverse crowd. You can only really be anonymous in a crowd. So that's why the government shared this with the public, and now it's used by both government officials and spies and police, but also hackers and, unfortunately, child pornographers and drug dealers. You know, so it's a fascinating tool. It's kind of a Frankenstein's monster that's both, you know, created by the government, but is also used, I think, to undermine, you know, the rule of law, essentially.
Andy Greenberg, thanks so much for being here.
Thank you very much for having me.
He writes for Forbes magazine. He's also the author of the book, This Machine Kills Secrets. And he was just telling us about a shadowy place on the internet where people are able to buy and sell illegal drugs called the Silk Road. From KUOW 94.9 Seattle, I'm David Hyde.